This story from the East Side goes one of two ways.
Okay.
Either folks using this guy knew his credentials were BS.
Yeah.
And they just got what he had to offer. Or this man was pulling the wool over the eyes of people who thought he could make things better for them. But as we try and figure out which one it could be,
yeah,
there are some red flags that if you were a patient of this person, you would think would become very apparent very quickly.
So I'm sitting at my appointment, I would go, oh, that's not right?
Well, just even that sentence is problematic.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A man in Irondequoit has been arrested after police say he was pretending to be a doctor to distribute prescription drugs.
Oh.
Story on News 8.
So he's writing scripts.
Yes. Yes, he was. Story on News 8 says the 27-year-old man had been at this since August of 2023. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you're wondering how he did it.
Yeah.
Authorities say he had a DEA number, which is a number that is assigned to doctors when they have to prescribe controlled medication.
Right.
That he should not have had to get these drugs.
So he's got some other doctor's number.
He knew enough to know that you need these things.
But it had to be a legit number, like in a system.
It was. The authorities say this number belonged to Strong Hospital. Now, I don't know if that means somebody worked at Strong Hospital or like the hospital itself has a number.
Okay.
Do not know.
But this cat's got it.
But there was one specific drug he liked to prescribe.
All right.
Of the 177 prescriptions, he wrote to 9 different people. 173 of them were for oxycodone.
Okay.
And police say he prescribed over 38,000 doses.
That's like hillbilly heroin, right?
Yeah, it's not good. Yeah. Not good.
All right. Wait, did you say 38,000
doses? I would assume that's pills.
God damn, Doc.
38,000.
Dr. Feelgood.
On 173 prescriptions.
All right.
So here's where it gets really weird.
What?
Up to this point.
My sister would have married this guy.
I think she is married.
I'm married to a fake doctor, and I'm high.
Up to this point, you may think this is a guy who got his hands on a number that allowed him to sell oxy to willing people. Yeah. And he's just a drug dealer. However, when authorities searched his home, they say they found a framed fake diploma from the University of Rochester Medical School. The school says he never graduated from Strong. He never worked at Strong.
Yeah.
And he was never a licensed physician anywhere in the U.S. So, Tommy, that means this story goes one of two ways.
Which is?
Either A, folks getting these prescriptions from him were well aware he was full of it and they just wanted the oxy.
So he's making money, right? He's selling these pills.
Well, so that's the other weird part. I don't know how he would be able to make money unless they were paying him directly.
Because that's what I'm thinking, like, for that.
To write the script.
Right.
So that's possible. That is possible. The other possibility is.
What?
He was passing himself off as an actual doctor and the people that were getting these prescriptions thought they were under the care of a legitimate medical professional.
That's kind of what I was wondering. Like, how aware were the people that saw him that he, or like, did they pick up on anything? Like, maybe this isn't right, but it's a doctor, so I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Like, I wonder how much research people were doing into this guy.
Okay, so let's walk down that road.
Right.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If people thought this 27-year-old was an actual doctor, there were a few flags right away.
Okay.
One would be his age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's 27 right now, which would be young for a doctor practicing, but it's
unless
not unheard
of. Unless
he
told people he was older, too.
Could be.
Yeah.
But authorities, Kimmy, also say he's been doing this since 2023, which would have put him at 25 years old.
Wait, young doc?
Look, as much as we love all those CBS television shows, there are examples of docs at 25 years old who would be working and prescribing drugs on their own, but they're super rare. Like kids who graduated at 16 from high school, super rare.
Yeah.
So that's red flag one. Mm. Tommy, the other red flag. Where the hell would he have been seeing these patients?
Out of his house?
Okay.
But that wouldn't be a red flag to your point. Have you ever seen a doctor at their house?
No, but let me paint this scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Poor people that don't have access to really good medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Or healthcare. This guy solves a problem. I'm in pain. You can give me a pill to take away this pain.
Sure.
I'm cool with it.
Okay, I understand.
So they may just go, look, man, I just need this fixed.
Okay, but do they think he's a doctor or do they not care?
I don't think they care.
Okay, so that's different.
But I'm thinking, like, I don't know, maybe in their head they think he's kind of a doctor or he's close to being a doctor. I don't know. We're getting there.
It's also really, really hard to find a doctor right now? Like,
Can't get in.
Yeah, so, like, you may be on some waiting list to see a doctor, and if all of a sudden somebody tells you this guy is open to taking patients, you may say, well, I'll see him in the meantime, or maybe, like, you go to him, you're like, oh, well, this works for me.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
Now, you bring up the servicing people from home. My wife did tell me, being a doctor and all, that the traditional model of family medicine was to have your practice at your home on this or on the same property.
Back in the old days.
Yeah, like sometimes connected. Like, you know, home upstairs, doctor's office downstairs. And there are still some practices in this area that operate that
way. Okay, so he could fall into that category.
But here's the thing. Even if he were doing that,
he
would have to have stuff in his home to make it look like a doctor's office, and it doesn't say that any of that existed in the story, only that they found the fake diploma.
Well, a couple of magazines, some uncomfortable chairs, you know, some Muzak in the background.
No, but could you imagine walking into somebody's house and it's just his living room?
Yes.
And he's wearing a doctor's coat?
There's kids and stuff.
That's the start of a porn, minus the kids. Thanks for that.
Yeah. No, I just felt like there's like a family there.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this 27-year-old man. He was arrested after police say he was writing prescriptions with a DEA number, which you need to write controlled substances, that belong to Strong Hospital. They say he'd been doing it since August of 2023, that he had prescribed 177 things, 173 of those prescriptions for oxycodone, 38,000 doses. And the weirdest part of this story is police say when they went and searched his home, they found a fake diploma from the University of Rochester Medical
School. Trying to sell it.
So there are a couple other ways where if he was passing himself off as a legit doctor, it could have worked. One would be a doctor that offers home visits.
Okay. Yeah.
But he also was able to prescribe something, so I would think, well, that makes sense. I mean, even if other things looked a little suspicious, well, I mean, he is able to get something from a pharmacy.
Okay, but like, Kimmy, even if someone was able to write you a script, if you went to somebody's house and it was just their house, you wouldn't be a little bit suspicious?
No, I'm not saying you wouldn't be suspicious, but I would think, well, he must have some type of medical degree to get me the medicine that I'm asking for, that I need.
Yeah, if it
works. Not saying it should be that way, but I may look past some things if I'm getting what I think I need.
So, like, the home visit thing I find interesting.
Yeah.
So my wife still does home visits for certain people that can't leave the house. If you had the option of a home visit instead of having to go to the doctor, would you take that?
Oh, yeah.
So you would welcome the doctor into your house?
Yeah, I don't have to truck all the way out someplace. They come in. Because I can remember that was like my parents were like the last generation where they would come see you.
Okay.
But it's nice. There's no wait. I mean, they're there.
It's going to be more expensive.
Oh, I mean, if I could afford it, but I would take that. You wouldn't?
It's a little weird to me. I don't want to have to clean my house to be told that I'm sick or not sick.
Yeah, but they don't care. I mean, and you're sick. You can't have the house spotless. I would love it.
Bro, you judge the hell out of people walking into their homes. Even if, you know, doctor, good doctor, whatever, they still have preconceived notions. I would also be afraid that just subconsciously I may be treated differently as a patient if my house looks a certain way.
Oh, you probably would if you look shoddy.
So, yeah, that's not good. I don't want that.
Back up your house.
Kimmy, would
you can't run the vacuum?
Would you prefer a home doctor's visit if you had the option?
I guess if it was a possibility, yeah, because like when you're feeling crappy or sick, and like the last thing you want to do is leave your house. So if somebody could just swing by and tell me, you know, what's going on and what I need and not have to like step foot outside my home, I'm all for that.
I mean, even like my, you know, I get that yearly physical, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Man, to do that at my house would be awesome.
252-WCMF, I see you guys on hold. I do want to touch on something Paul brought up. The other way this guy, if people thought he was a legitimate doctor, could have been pulling this off. Paul writes us, Duffy on WCMF on Instagram, maybe he was prescribing them through telehealth.
Okay.
So there are commercials that offer Ozempic prescriptions, testosterone shots, hair loss drugs. Those are controlled substances, prescription medications, through telehealth. And a lot of these commercials, I mean, they're just like, oh, we'll have you talk to a doctor. The doctor goes, hey, you want it? Okay, here you go.
But that's that, you know, really harsh stuff. It's like what you're talking about is like heroin.
Oh, yes. I mean, yes, comparatively, yes. But the point is,
that would explain the degree on his wall.
Okay.
Right?
So it's in the background of the.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, man.
Mm-hmm.
If he was using telehealth and he had the degree on his back wall,
he'd be connected through a provider.
Unless he was like, I'm in private practice.
I don't know.
But let's say that was the case, right? That would mean that if these people legitimately thought he was a doctor, it makes this case so much more heinous. Because, like, look, feeding an addiction for folks that can't control themselves is terrible.
Yeah.
Right? But you can make an argument that there is an agreement being made. if this guy was actually posing as a doctor and prescribing medicine for people that thought this was going to make them better, that makes you a monster.
Well, that's the drug business, though, right?
What?
I mean, yeah, there's not a lot of, like, soul searching, I guess, and dealing with, like, heroin.
Okay, I
mean, I'm not looking for, like, an angel here. And I do feel bad for those people that are thinking they've got a connection to these pills that don't have it, and they got all this pain. Or they have an addiction.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, all of a sudden, that's scary.
Okay, but counterpoint. Look, I understand. You know? I get what you're saying? You and I both having addiction in our family and our own things here. I mean, there is a reason why this is a controlled substance them to just keep taking
it. Oh, it's dangerous.
It. Understatement of the century.
Nothing to mess with here,
exclamation
kids.
Exclamation points underlined twice, dangerous. Like, and here's the thing. Here's the difference. You know, you go, there's no loyalty in drug dealing. Fine. Yeah. But I guess the difference would be someone selling heroin on the street versus someone running up to someone and jabbing them with a heroin needle.
Yeah.
Right? That's the difference.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, though, I want to know how we got paid. Like, were these people just
trying to figure that
out? Because if he was telehealth or something along those lines, like, it would be easy. Like, it would be harder for that guy to get paid by these patients.
So I'm just thinking out loud. If I'm in private practice and your insurance does not cover my, quote, practice, you can pay me out of pocket.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm.
Maybe that would be the way.
Because you're just looking for that prescription.
Right, no, I know.
Being filled.
Yeah.
I figured that could have been that way. But I'm saying, like, if he was meeting people, you know, via telehealth, like, how would that transaction go?
Oh, I mean, you could do it via any Cash App. Right? You could take.
Yeah, I guess. That to me would be like super red flag. Hey,
yeah, but again, man, if you're looking for some low medicine, I don't care how I pay you.
But again, now we're different. Now we're going back down this road of these people just wanted the pills.
Well, I mean, I don't have the option of good health care. And this guy's providing me. Let's say they're looking for legitimate health care, but they can't afford it. They can't get to it, whatever.
Sure.
Tonight. You know, how deep are you going to investigate this guy?
No, I agree with you there. That I get. I'm saying in that case,
what
if that's true, if the allegations are true, this is disgusting. It's despicable. And, like, the people are they're worse off. No, they are.
Well, now he's out of business and I don't get my pills.
I don't think you are fully comprehending.
I am. I just think though, that these people want relief. And I don't think they care who's handing it to them.
I got that. But that's someone who is just like, I don't, again,
they're desperate.
I am discussing people who were under the impression they were under the
care
of an
Yeah, I mean, they're getting jived.
Okay.
But who doesn't want to go to Dr. Jive?
Anybody that wants to, I don't know, be healthy? Call me Dr. Jive. Good morning. How are you? I'm Dr. Jive. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Dan. Dan writes us, there are still several doctors who will take cash payments if you don't have the insurance. There are also doctors that will work on trade. Amish people will trade things for doctor's care. That's true.
Okay, a little barter system.
Yeah, like eggs, chickens, quilts. I don't know, chicken. can't bring a chicken into a doctor's office, right? But girl. All right, so I am dying to know. I'm hoping we get a follow-up on this story. What if the allegations are true, this guy's situation was?
How he operated?
Yes, was he just cutting scripts for money?
I mean, we've seen stories of people doing this where they fool other doctors. Like, they will be legitimately working in a doctor's office or hospital of some sort. And I guess if you can fool somebody that actually works in healthcare, why couldn't you fool a patient?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. But again, but like the way you brought up, they're already in the hospital. They're in the doctor's office.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a white coat does go a long way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It looks legit.
And they say, you know, as long as you dress for the job you want, they're going to let you do.
Yeah.
You know, it's that funny, there's this video series on YouTube where guys see where they can get carrying a ladder.
Oh, like walk into places?
Yeah. They've gotten into like Super Bowls and NASCAR events. Like they just pick up a ladder and they start walking and everybody clears. Just lets them in. All right, let's take a break.
What's up?
Gentlemen, start your sexy. It's that time of year again. A time to honor dads that mean so much to their families and a few that don't really mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
But what's important here isn't what kind of dad you are. It's what kind of dad you look like.
Oh.
The sexy type. That is, unless the last couple of years have changed things. And those two things are now one and the same.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. Get ready. Today is the official kickoff of WCMF's Rochester's Sexiest Dad Competition. And if you are not familiar with how this works, here we go. Right now, you can go to WCMF.com, submit your picture or a picture of a dad you think is sexy. And we will be taking submissions until next Friday, June 9th at noon. Then, wait, is that two Fridays from now?
Did you say June 9th?
June 9th?
Yep.
Okay.
So anyway, it's next Friday.
June 9th.
This Friday, next
June
Friday.
June 9th. You got till June 9th to put up all the sexy dads you can find. Then.
Wait, hold on. June 9th is a Monday.
Monday, June 9th.
Monday.
Sexy Dad Monday. Just June 9th. Just remember June 9th.
Right.
Then comes the voting. Rochester will descend upon the photos of the sexy dads at WCMF.com, and they will decide. Our winner is decided by our panel of judges, including you listeners. And when it's all said and done,
what happens?
We will have a new Rochester Sexiest Dad who will also take home a Swiss watch valued at $500 from our good friends out at Heritage Jewelers. All of the official rules and such are available at WCMF.com. You can, starting right now.
This is it.
Go to WCMF.com, submit. Kimmy, where else are you posting the link right now?
Facebook and Twitter. Yeah.
All right, so check all of that out. If you yourself are a sexy dad or you have a sexy dad in your life. So here's the thing, Tommy. For the last few years, we have done this, and we have met a lot of sexy dads.
And when both of them.
And when we started this, the idea was pretty straightforward. Dad looks good.
Good looking dad.
Dad is sexy.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have that. You got to be in shape.
Calm down.
Broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip. You don't take no lip.
That's what we look, yes.
Chew the back of spit.
Okay. But things have changed in the world, Tom.
So what are we looking for now?
Well, look, folks are more stressed. Money is tighter.
Yeah.
What it means to be a man, what it means to be a father,
right,
is constantly changing.
So you don't necessarily have to fit the Hollywood image of a handsome man.
Now, here's the thing. I don't know. I don't know if that's the case. Mm-hmm. I asked this question to kick off Rochester Sexiest Dad 2025.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Does sexy dad now have more to do with what you look like, or does sexy dad have more to do with what you are?
Oh. What you do and how you present yourself?
I guess it could be something you include in this photo of you, or, you know, something that, a hobby, something.
With the children?
Yes. Yeah, like, you know, just something that tells us about your personality.
Okay. Let me put it this way.
Right.
If a woman had her choice of a sexy dad, is she more drawn to the tall, dark, handsome, built dad who's keeping that body tight?
Yeah.
The Garys, if you will.
Okay, we'll get to Gary. Let's not get ahead of the Gary.
Sorry.
Here. Or is a woman more drawn to a dad who's great with the kids, knows how to balance work, family fun, is tough enough to make you feel safe, but sensitive enough to make you feel loved? Which is sexier? Is it what you see, or is it what that dad makes you feel?
Do you think
feel?
There's a third category here, silly dad?
Silly dad, like, is not sexy dad.
Silly dad wants to, it's a picture of him on vacation in his silliest Hawaiian t-shirt with a cocktail in his hand.
All right, as a dad who is silly a lot, I can tell you there was nothing sexy about
that. Some women might be turned on by silly dad.
Well, I'm trying to think of, like, Kimmy's dad.
Goofy dad?
Yeah. Well, that's not fair. He's gorgeous.
But he's also fun.
Yeah, he would be.
And he's silly.
Dad.
And he's goofy. Okay. Right. And he'll do fun stuff.
Yeah.
So you're saying he's a double threat.
Yeah, I would think, like, he could win this.
Okay.
If we had, like, an older, because he's an older cat.
Well, no, I mean, age doesn't matter.
Yeah, true, right.
Right? I mean, we've seen older sexy dads. We've seen younger sexy dads. We've seen sexy dads right in the middle.
Yeah. He's a complete package.
I mean, yeah, look,
I was looking for a man, that's my boy.
We can both agree that if he was not married, we'd both be taking swings with Kimmy's dad.
Oh, absolutely.
Look, depending on how the world makes you feel right
now,
it can change what you are drawn to. Both physically.
Do you bring more to the table than just your looks?
Exactly. And look, there are scientific things that prove this. For example, did you know, Tom?
What's that?
That men who are hungry are drawn to heavier women?
Well, yeah, because they just follow the broad to the food.
Okay. I'm not.
She's going to take you to the chips.
I am not making this up.
Isn't that like survival instinct?
That's what I'm saying. Like, she knows what a chow is.
It's subconscious. Yes. Men who, if you go out hungry to, like, go meet women, you are more likely to go home with a larger.
A chubbly chick.
Larger woman.
Sexy chexy.
And they find in places in the world where food is harder to come by that the standard of beauty is different than what it is in places where food is.
What did they used to think, like, fat was a sign of wealth at one time?
Yeah. No.
It was I know it is, but I don't know how you are so insensitive about everything you say.
Well,
it,
for men and women, right? Like the
if you saw like the rich,
the heavier you were, the more money like you were successful. You had
Yep.
What?
Nothing.
No, like our ancestors came over here, they were just busted and scrawny, and they, you know, they'd do anything.
Speak for your grandpa.
You don't think your grandmother and grandfather would have been down and dirty on the docks just like mine? just to get into this country.
Down and dirty on the docks?
Yeah.
I don't want to know what videos you were watching.
No, but if, like, my great-grandmother came over here, she would have done, bro, she would have tossed some stuff, man, just to get into this country.
252 WCMF.
Is still a good woman.
The kickoff of 2025, Rochester Sexiest Dad. You go to WCMF.com right now. It's down the page. You can find it. Submit your photo or a photo of a dad you think is super sexy. Again, a $500 watch from our friends at Heritage Jewelers when this is all said and done. You have until June 9th to submit your photos. And we are questioning now with the way the world has changed. We started this competition a couple of years ago. What feels sexy now? There's a man who knows sexy.
Okay.
And that's Ben. He's on CMF. Hey, Ben. How are you, buddy?
I don't know, sexy. But anyways, so yeah, of course I'm going to enter again this year. But I found in my experience with this contest, my first picture I submitted was me at a Red Wings game at the fast pitch thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I think I finished was either the top five or top 10. But then last year, I entered a picture of me with the shirt off, and I don't even think I got close to top 20.
That makes sense.
20 people. Yeah, I'm like, me trying to be sexy does not work.
Can I ask
you myself?
Now, Ben, you know I love you. Can I ask a serious question?
Yeah, what's up?
Do you think you with your shirt off is sexy?
Well, now I know it's not.
Okay, before, here's the thing.
There's intent. Like, was it to be sexy or was it to be goofy or like,
I didn't want to. That was mean. I didn't want to.
No,
be mean.
I'm asking. Because like, some guys would put it out there as like a joke.
I think he needed a combo pitcher. You shirtless getting hit by a baseball.
Oh, I thought you meant him eating combos, which he has several of those pictures.
That would have been a good one.
I'm sorry, Ben, you were saying.
To answer Kimmy's question, I think it was a little bit of both. Tried to be sexy but goofy at the same time.
Okay, so I'm going to say something to all you dads out there listening.
What's that?
98% of dads, no matter what shape you're in, if your shirt is off, not sexy.
Yeah.
Except for Gary.
Well, no, okay, we're going to talk about Gary. Ben, thanks for the call. Good luck this year. So let's talk about the – I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, and I can't remember because last year we talked about how maybe you should have somebody else pick your picture, like wife, girlfriend, somebody else in your life. And I don't know if our last year's winner, John, like I wonder who – if he picked his photo or if somebody else picked it for him, because if somebody else picked it for him, it worked.
Yeah. His wife was on fire. We met John and his wife at Heritage Jewelers when he went to pick up his watch last year, and his wife was all about John.
Yeah.
She thought he was the sexiest man.
So she may have helped him out there.
All right. So we have had a couple of people pop up every year we've done the competition that haven't been able to bring it home.
Yeah.
And the one that stands out in everybody's head is Sexy Gary.
Yeah.
And if you've listened to the show for a while, you know Sexy Gary. He's an older cat. He was about your age.
Okay.
The guy is everything you would want in a sexy dad.
So he's a full package.
Oh, yeah.
He's what we've said. He belongs in a Hallmark movie.
Yep. Really?
You know?
He's a country guy. His photo is him like baling hay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was shirtless, and he's jacked out of his mind, right? Despite his age, he is by far in the best shape of any of the sexy dads we've seen. But he's more than just beef, Tommy.
What is he?
We talked to Sexy Gary last year for the first time. He called the show. And he unfortunately lost his wife a few years ago.
Yeah.
He had said he has yet to go out and date again because he found the love of his life and she had passed away.
Right.
He was kind. He was gentle. He was everybody's All-American. And for 2 years in a row, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, he was in the running. He's like between one and two.
Yes.
Back and forth.
What I'm dying to know.
What's that?
Is if Sexy Gary shows up again, is 2025 the year that Sexy Gary finally pushes past and brings this thing home? Because I'm dying to meet Sexy Gary in person. Like, I aspire to one day be a Sexy Gary. And he's one of those guys you want to be jealous of, but everything about him was just so perfect, you can't help but love Sexy Gary.
He just seems so nice.
Just a nice guy, Kimmy.
Yeah, but he wasn't a and play in the field or anything.
No,
we also like call on Sexy Gary's behalf. Like, no, you don't even know what a great guy he is. And would tell you some like heartwarming story about Sexy Gary.
He's the only man who people didn't call the opposite way. Because normally when we have people call the show, people that know them will call me like, that guy's a scumbag. I knew his ex-wife. No, all positive for Sexy Gary. And I'm hoping we see Sexy Gary again.
All right.
All right, so going back to the discussion we were having with the kickoff of the 2025 Sexiest Dad, WCMF Rochester Sexiest Dad. Again, right now, WCMF.com, go submit your photos of sexy dads in your life. What do dads hope is the biggest part of being a sexy dad?
Like what the payoff is?
Okay, let me put it this way. Do dads want traditional sexy to win out? Because even dads who do not look good still think they have it. For example, Ben just admitted he put up a shirtless picture of himself thinking it was sexy, right? And we've learned the last couple of years that every man who submits their own photo will point to a part of their body and go, see, still sexy.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
It's always calves, by the way.
Calves?
Calves. Every dad, if you took a poll of dads and said, give me the sexiest part of your body, 80% would
below
say.
Below the knee?
Yeah, their calf muscles.
All right.
Every dad has monster calves.
Or just from walking around.
That's what it is.
Shuffling your feet for 20 years.
But it's like the only defined part of your body left, right? I think it's harder to be the complete package dad than to be the physically good-looking dad. Is that a fair statement?
Well,
or no?
Because there's a lot more to it.
Right.
I mean, to be like a well-rounded dad, you got to do all that crap you don't want to do.
You want to do it.
Yeah, but a well-rounded dad would want to do those things.
You want to do it, but Jesus Christ, man.
All right, you're being unfair.
Why am I being unfair?
I think that every dad wants to do the things that dads do.
Well, then why ain't they doing it?
Because life is hard.
Very hard.
Work is exhausting. It gets in the way. You have your own relationships with people outside of your children that cause problems. You have issues like divorce or never being with the mother in the first place, right? Like, things get thrown in. It's like a... You're chasing after something with like lawn chairs and barrels and things getting thrown in front of you. Every dad wants to be that great dad. It's how you manage the things around it that defines you as a father. And no man is perfect. No,
I understand. I understand.
No, you don't. You think all guys are scumbags and don't want to be fathers.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
That's what you said.
But like my wife.
It was Trent.
My wife. It was Trent. It was Trent. But my wife will say sometimes, oh, he's a really good man. The first thing I go is, yeah, somebody's using that.
That's what I just said.
But it's true.
That's literally what I just said. You think
not that he doesn't have good intentions. He's just being taken advantage of. Like you know, they give him an inch, they take a mile.
Okay. Do you think I'm a good dad?
You're a great dad.
So my wife's taking advantage of me.
Oh, fully. Yeah. I'm just teasing you.
No, you're not. That's what you just said.
I know.
You just said that.
Ooh, except for you. Except for you.
All dads that are good. You are an idiot.
No, I mean, but I'm just saying, like, it's a lot of work, and it's. Not everybody can measure up to that or wants to.
I think every dad wants to.
Yeah, I think even if you can't pull it off, like that's the goal, right?
No, but if I was a dad, if I had kids, I don't mind coming up a little short.
You don't mind?
Yeah, a little short.
So your goal is to come up short?
A little short. I got you mostly there. You do the rest on your own.
You raise one kid, you raise
another. Yes. Like my old man. I got you to 18. We're good.
Okay.
Well, that is a miracle in itself.
Yes. See?
For you.
No, you personally.
He did fine with two of the four.
I think. My God, Kimmy.
No, she's not wrong. I'm not arguing.
God!
Fell off their shorts.
And even those two. Jesus Christ, man. Talk to him now.
I think that every father can make a legitimate excuse as to why they don't still look good if you don't still look good.
Well, yeah, it's tough.
I don't think any father believes the reasons they have if they feel they fell short of being like a good dad.
Okay.
And I think that no father on his deathbed is going to lay there and be like, oh, I wish I had pecs. But there are fathers who are going to look back and regret the relationships that they had or mistakes that they made. Sure. Even if those mistakes, those kids are like, you know, wasn't that big a deal? No big deal. Like, you want to be there for your kid. Don't agree with me. You don't believe what I'm saying.
I do.
Shut up.
It just seems like it's a lot.
Yeah,
it is. It just seems like a lot to me.
Tommy, being a father, the hardest job you'll ever love.
I know.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Instagram messages coming in. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Sarah asks us, are we allowed to nominate friends' dads?
Yeah, you can nominate any dad, right? That was what we said
last
year.
Your friend's dad.
I'm glad you caught that, because you kind of glossed over that.
Well, I was just saying anybody can nominate a dad.
Yes, you can nominate any dad. Yeah.
So that means...
Friends, dads.
Your friend has got some fantasies about your daddy.
Every dad listening was just like, yeah. By the way,
if that's a longtime friend of yours, that's weird.
Sarah looks like she's in her late 20s, so everything seems above board here. Do you have...
I think I told you, maybe we talked about this last year around this time. The first time I ever saw somebody's dad, who I'm like, that's a good-looking guy, wasn't until college. And I think it was less weird because I didn't grow up with that man. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't see that. All my friends' dads, like, I see them as parents. I don't see them in that way. So, like, the first time I ever saw, like, a good-looking dad wasn't until I was in my early 20s.
Okay, can I ask a potentially inappropriate question?
Sure.
How old were you when you met this dad?
It's probably, like, 21. Okay. 20, 21.
Would you have? Were you single?
No. Like, no, it wasn't even to the point where I was like...
Okay, that's the difference I'm trying to figure out here.
Yeah, but I guess you can admit that that's a good-looking dad.
Okay, all right. No, because, like, when I read, I guess now that's me being a weirdo.
Yeah.
When I read that from Sarah, who writes us on Instagram...
To be fair,
we don't know Sarah. Like, I don't know. I mean, is there a line between, like, if a guy sees a hot mom as a 20-something, right?
Yeah.
That is a guy who would totally do that.
Oh, yeah.
It's odd to me, Kimmy, that you could look at a handsome man and be like, that's a good-looking guy, and he's like, let's. And you're like, eh, no, thank you.
Hmm.
Well, he just seemed old to me at the time.
Okay. Handsome. He's probably your age.
Oh, he's probably my age now. I know. He was probably, like, in his late 30s, early 40s.
All right, so one more time.
All right.
WCMF.com. The submissions are open until June 9th. Submit yourself or other sexy dads in your life. Our good friends from Heritage Jewelers has a $500 Swiss watch waiting for the sexiest dad here in Rochester, and all of the rules are up there. I am being told, I have to say, do not submit anything you wouldn't show your own kids. This means no photos that are indecent, profane, obscene, etc.
Yeah.
So no dongs, guys. Let's keep ass cracks and dongs out of the day.
Because Pat's going to be looking and checking. On dong check.
Can I get a t-shirt that says dong patrol?
Oh, yeah, we'll get you one. Dong patrol.
Dong patrol. I want a hat. I want a t-shirt. I'd like a badge. This can't be right.
What's that?
It sounds way too good to be true.
Oh.
And, like, if you're someone who suffers from these, you know that the pain can be unbearable, and sometimes the medicine that you're given just isn't working for you. So to be able to be like, hey, listen, for the sake of my migraines, I need to go have some of the best stuff on the planet.
It's a miracle.
It kind of is.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. There was a video that went viral last week on several social media platforms. And it is a woman who suffers from debilitating migraine.
Okay.
And she says that she has found a way to help those migraines.
All right, what'd she do?
Go to the McDonald's drive-thru.
And?
She gets a Diet Coke and a large fry.
Okay.
And she claimed that for whatever reason, when she got a debilitating migraine and had a large Diet Coke and a large fry from McDonald's, the symptoms went away.
I wonder if it's all the salt and the sugar.
All right, so...
I was thinking that caffeine and Diet Coke.
Turns out you're both right.
All right.
Yeah. Some scientific folks jumped in and explained why this is working. The carbonation in the Diet Coke helps to settle upset stomachs, so you're not getting nauseous.
Yeah.
The caffeine, as Kimmy brought up, that is already in some migraine medication. And the fries, Tommy, they have salt, which can provide electrolytes and help migraine sufferers feel better.
But you're also, just the thought of eating French fries makes you happy.
I don't know if...
doesn't it, like, release some, what are those, endorphins?
Endorphins.
Well, you know, like, sometimes it's like that first taste of French fries is pretty...
Hey, Kimmy, can I point out, Tommy did not see the story at all. I just gave the evidence from people who are in the scientific community as to why it worked. And that's not good enough. You know, maybe you fries are good.
reduces stress.
Maybe you got cancer, you need a French fry, and endorphins come out and make the cancer go away.
Yeah.
Shut up. That being said, the same scientific experts that backed up these claims also said there's a link between sodium and extended migraine headaches, so it just depends on your body, right? There are some people where this will actually work, some where it won't. Now, it sucks to have migraines.
Right? Yeah, I mean, some people, they can't move. They got to lay flat.
You got it. But this has got to be the best medicine for something ever.
Oh, yeah. McDonald's.
Right? It's relatively inexpensive.
Yeah.
You're getting a legitimate reason to have it guilt-free.
Worth a try.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. Oh, no, I have to take time out of my day to go get McDonald's.
But then, you would start thinking, well, maybe if I eat a little bit more, I wouldn't get any migraines at all. Right?
Yeah.
Every day, I get McDonald's. No migraine.
A fry a day keeps a migraine.
Oh, I'm saying
away.
Like I throw a Big Mac on there.
No, again, I mean we explain scientifically. How do you not get
because that? I have an addictive personality and I would know I would go down that road.
No, but I'm saying like it has been spelled out as to why this may be working.
Yeah.
Nothing, including a Big Mac.
Yeah, but a Big Mac has the salt and the fat.
But you already got the
but
salt.
Maybe you don't need that much.
More. Yeah.
No, but I
maybe
also
maybe too much.
I just told you there is also a link between sodium and extended migraines. So maybe don't overdo the salt. You just stick with the fries.
I mean, it is hard just to stick with the fries.
Oh my God!
Again, could you as a fat boy just get French fries?
Okay, I love French fries. I could eat French fries until
all
the
I think any man loves French fries.
Okay, we're having two separate conversations. I agree with you. If I went to McDonald's and they just handed me fries, I would say, "Can I please have a hamburger?" If I am in pain,
right? I'm using this as medicine.
Yes, right. I am in pain, and the fastest way for me to get out of pain is my fries and Diet Coke. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay, I don't know if I have that kind of what would you call that?
Restraint.
Yes.
Self-control.
Self-control.
All of those words.
Vocabulary.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. A wild viral video hit social media last week. It's a woman who has debilitating migraines. She says that she has figured out a way to self-treat them by drinking Diet Coke and eating McDonald's French fries. And folks in the scientific community say there's evidence as to why this might be working. Carbonation in the Diet Coke settles your stomach. The caffeine is already in some migraine medication. The fries have salt, which provides electrolytes and help migraine sufferers feel better. She accidentally stumbled upon a legitimate potential solution to the pain that she was in. You know, it makes you long for those days when you were a kid, when you were sick, you got all the bad food.
Mm.
Like you would get ginger ale or orange soda.
Okay.
Ice cream.
Whatever was making you feel better.
Hey. Like, we had the worst parents ever when it came to
But maybe that's why those things make us feel better when we're not feeling great.
Also probably not good.
Like, I don't know why, because now if I have a stomach ache, I'm like, need some ginger ale.
Well, it's carbonation. It says here.
Yeah, but I don't.
Right, but like
nobody ever drinks
it's
it.
Almost
they
like
feel
I'm
like
just,
crap.
It's
I don't know how they sell ginger ale.
I'm just conditioned to go buy ginger ale. Like whether or not it makes me feel good, I just feel like I need it.
My wife brings it home for the kids.
Yeah,
I mean, we are a ginger ale household. You know, you bring up a good point.
Right.
Are there people who drink ginger ale because they like ginger ale?
I like ginger ale.
You go out of your way to buy it.
Not often, but every now and then, like I'll see it like in the store, like in line. I'm like, I'm gonna grab a ginger ale.
If I was with,
that's actually really the only soda I drink for the most part.
All right, if I was a man, like just early on dating, and we were in line at Wegmans, and I grab a Diet Coke, and she grabs a ginger ale, that might be enough of a red flag for me to be like, I don't want to do this
anymore. Yeah, I look at a ginger ale as like, if I'm not sick, it's a cocktail mix.
So you don't
like I'm having like a Jack and ginger.
Yeah.
On the rocks.
Yeah.
That I get.
You don't like the taste of it plain?
I only like it when I have a fever. Oh. And then I go, oh, this is pretty good. I never, ever will touch ginger ale as a healthy person.
No, to your point, I also like the taste of it when I'm not feverish.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't drink it.
Yeah.
Because you're not supposed to drink ginger ale unless you're sick.
Right.
Why?
I don't know.
Wait, did it have the opposite effect when we were so conditioned that you only drink it when you're sick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, I would think it's weird that's your go-to beverage.
Ginger ale. Jinx. Ginger inks.
Yeah, if I was dating a woman that just drank ginger ale.
That's weird, right?
Is that fun?
Right? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Pete. Hey, Petey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, so, like Kenny, we do go out of our way to get ginger ale, and I bet you never heard of the brand name Verner's.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
Verner's is really, really good. I grew up with that in Michigan because my dad's from Michigan, so we used to go up there twice a year. And whenever we went up there, we used to have it. And up until about 10 years ago, you can only get it when you went to Michigan. You couldn't get it in New York.
It's that good.
So
is that
Wegmans
special?
Is the only place that... It is. It's really good.
It's like you the Coors.
They couldn't ship it over the Rockies for a long time.
All right. Like, Pete,
so then they put the railroads in.
What happened to you in your childhood where you enjoy ginger ale as a normal?
Yeah, what happened to you in Michigan on
maybe
these trips?
Maybe you guys just aren't giving it a chance.
No, I've drank ginger ale.
But you say you like it. So
I do.
Why is it weird to drink it outside of being sick?
It makes you look like a psycho. There, I said it.
Well, what would make me look more like a psycho in your eyes, Pat? We used to make milkshakes with it.
Oh! Ah, even Kimmy screamed with her mic off.
Oh, gross.
That's not a milkshake.
Soda and milk?
Don't knock it till you try it.
Wait, what went into that?
It was just vanilla ice cream and burners, and you just mix it up like a milkshake.
Oh, that's like
milk,
a float.
You just put...
like a float?
Oh, wait, you put milk in there, too?
No, no milk. All right. No milk.
Well, the ice cream is kind of like the milk.
All right, that's a float. That's different. Still weird, though.
Still gross.
Still, yeah, it's gross. Still gross.
No different than a Coke float.
I just said that. Okay, Pete, thanks for the call, buddy. It is, because it tastes like ginger.
And by the way, if you're a grown-ass man drinking a float, like that's like your drink.
Yeah, when's the last time you saw someone order a float that wasn't 80?
Happy Days.
My dad.
Your dad.
He loves a root beer float.
Like he makes them?
I don't know if he makes them, but I've seen him order them out before.
Wait, he goes to an ice cream shop?
Like, I think he orders it. Maybe like, I don't know if we were at Bill Gray's or somewhere, but yeah, some place, really? Places like that, like burger joints, he'll get a root beer float.
Did he ask his mom, ask your mom to go steady after that? Give her his class ring? Come on.
Big like, root beer guy.
Cheese it, it's the fuzz.
Like, just have a beer.
No, he doesn't really drink beer, but he loves root beer.
Okay. I'm done.
So close to beer.
It's, yeah, you're a root away.